David Lau, my name, and I want to talk to you today about ambition. There's good ambition and there's bad ambition. Bad ambition is selfish ambition. Like the ambition of the builders of the Tower of Babel, who wanted to make a name for themselves instead of following God's direction to fill the world. And have you noticed that most of those who become great and prominent in this world are not believers in Christ or the promise, but are unbelievers? You go back to the ancient world before the flood. Who are the ones that made names for themselves? Cain's descendants. Men like Jabal, the father of those who have livestock. Jubal, the father of all those who play the harp and flute, and Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. No doubt these men were ambitious. They worked hard, but not for God, but just for themselves. And the same thing has been true throughout the history of the world. The Apostle Paul told the Christians in Corinth, not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Those who are selfishly ambitious are not found among the children of God. Today we are going to read about a gifted man named Baruch, who was in danger of becoming ambitious in a selfish way. Baruch was the secretary of the prophet Jeremiah, who lived about 600 years before the birth of Christ. Baruch was exceptionally gifted in his ability to write down the Hebrew words as Jeremiah dictated them. No doubt that was a rare quality in those days, and somebody who was good at that could expect to get far in this world, rise to high places. Baruch wrote down Jeremiah's prophecies, and then he was told to read them in public. And King Jehoiakim of Judah got wind of this, and he listened to these prophecies, and as Baruch's words were read before him, King Jehoiakim threw them into the fire. So here was Baruch's hard work gone into the fire, into the flames. Well, God directed Jeremiah to repeat all his prophecies and Baruch to write them down again. And he did that, and we have them preserved to this day. Now, the words that Baruch wrote down were actually God's words, because Jeremiah was a prophet of the Lord who spoke as the Holy Spirit directed him. And Baruch should have considered himself highly honored to be a scribe who wrote down God's words. But Baruch had no honor among men. Since Jeremiah the prophet was maligned and persecuted, Baruch shared in that same shame and dishonor. For Jeremiah was speaking God's word of judgment, telling the people of God, nation of Israel, that God's judgment was about to fall on them. So Jeremiah was treated as public enemy number one, and Baruch was considered in the same light. In fact, some thought that Baruch was the brain behind the prophet Jeremiah. So the temptation for Baruch was to take his talents somewhere else, to use them in a way that would bring glory to himself. He could make a name for himself. He would be honored by the world. So we hear in Jeremiah chapter 45 that Baruch felt sorry for himself, and he said, "Woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest." Baruch was getting tired of doing all this hard work and receiving no recognition. But at this point, God himself honored Baruch by directing a personal warning to him through the prophet Jeremiah. Imagine a word of God directed to you as an individual. This is what God told Jeremiah to say to his secretary. He said, "Behold, what I have built, I will break down, and what I have planted, I will pluck up. That is this whole land. And do you seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them. For behold, I will bring adversity on all flesh, says the Lord." So God's message to Baruch was plain and simple. Do not seek great things for yourself. Do not be ambitious to make a name for yourself. Do not seek honor from the world. Do not strive to become among the world's rich and famous and powerful. Don't strive to be like Jabal, Jubal, or Tubal Cain, or the builders of the Tower of Babel. You do not want to be among them, for God is bringing judgment on all those in the world, in fact, on the whole world. But God did have a special word of promise to Baruch. He said to him through Jeremiah, "I will give your life to you as a prize in all places wherever you go." So in these days of harsh judgment from God on all the nations of the world, including Israel and Judah, Baruch receives the promise that his life will be preserved. "I will give your life to you as a prize." God will keep Baruch alive no matter where he goes and what he does. Certainly a precious promise. The high and the mighty, they would be brought down, but Baruch would survive. So I think we can use this account of Baruch as a word of warning to ourselves at the beginning of a school year. Do not seek great things for yourself. Be ambitious, yes. Work hard, yes, do the best you can in everything that you undertake, but not for yourself. God has given you your life to glorify him, to serve him, and to serve him by serving others. It is written, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And again, it is written, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." So God has given you your life, and you are to use this life that God has given you to glorify him. And we can go beyond this physical life that God promised to give Baruch, since Baruch was a believer in the promise of God to his people. There is more than physical life for him, but also eternal life given to us through Jesus Christ. And since God has given us not only our physical lives, but the promise of eternal life, our lives should be devoted to him. Don't seek great things for yourself, but work hard to serve the Lord. We sing hymn number 558, stanzas 1 and 2. 558, 1 and 2.
Oh,